This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah. I said, yeah, you get closer to the speaker. You, hell yeah. I know you, motherfucker. Yeah, come on, listen to what we're about to say. This is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And shit, it's good to be here, man.
Is it?
Yeah, why not?
No doubt.
Another conversation, man.
No doubt.
Another week in the books.
No doubt.
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't gonna front. I was in a funk, man.
Yeah, we'll talk. Let's get to it.
What you upset about, man? I ain't really upset about nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know how you have a problem, but it ain't no problem?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You just don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? You don't feel like fucking with the world, you know
yo. Yeah. Trust me, I know exactly where we can get it. Talk about it.
That's where I was at.
So what happened? Days.
I mean, it ain't no story behind it. It's no real 1-2-1-2. I woke up in a bad mood.
You back?
And I ain't got it back yet.
Dude.
You know, nobody in my house used to me having a bad mood.
Everybody
wake up with attitude around now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody fussing and fighting in the morning. I'm chill.
Uh-huh.
I wake up with a bad attitude. Everybody, oh shit, what's wrong with you?
How they respond?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? They just got out of the way, but you know what I'm saying? It's weird. They like, you know, what the fuck's going on with him? Then my wife want to know, you know what I'm saying, if I got a problem.
Of course.
Did I do something? Yeah. Nah.
Then that get the counter attitude.
Right.
Now it's a beef. And it's a beef for no real reason.
For no reason at all. Y'all except for shit, man. I'm just trying to get my shit together.
I hear that, man.
You know what I'm saying? Today.
I could dig it, man. You know, I hear it.
Just one of them introspective periods.
Trust me.
Where you had to press the reset a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even in a business reset. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? The fuck? Dude. I feel like I'm shooting to the moon with one foot on the ground and shit. That type of shit.
Got your shit stuck to some motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
Some earth gum.
We need to come back down and fix this shit and come back. That's where I'm at with it, man. That's all. So I don't want to be out here fronting and shit like it's all good.
I can dig it.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just not in a good mood.
I can dig it. I can dig it. I was like that on my birthday, man.
On your birthday?
On my birthday.
How you wake up like that on your birthday? Your birthday
was
yesterday.
And that's the problem. My birthday was the day before yesterday. Thank you to everybody that shouted nigga out. You know, I appreciate that. Yeah, man, I woke up. First of all, I wasn't feeling that good. I had a bit of a cold because this weather is some bullshit. This weather was nice earlier today, then it got cold as fuck around 5. Earlier today, I was walking around. I ain't had no jacket on. Maybe that was my fault. I was fucking up.
Maybe
I had
no jacket on. Too long.
I came out. But anyway, so I had a little bit of a cold. And then I woke up like you. You know what I mean? A bit of a funk, a little depressed about shit. And then the thing is, you can't be depressed on your birthday because that's against the law.
You know what I mean?
That's why I didn't take no calls on my birthday. I sound like an old shut-in when you say shit like, I didn't take any calls.
Right.
I didn't take any calls just because I didn't want to have to fake enthusiasm. Cause,
I've done that before.
Oh, it's the worst.
Probably about 3 years ago on my birthday, I turned off the little Facebook notifier. Yes. When motherfuckers know it's your birthday, so I turned that bitch off. And then really, I only took calls from like my mama.
Okay.
You know, my pops.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like that. Yeah. That was it.
That's shit, man.
But go ahead, man.
I did that. I didn't turn the Facebook notification. You really went off the grid. I didn't even know to do that. I need to go ahead and say peace to the Facebook people that give you your birthday shout out.
That's another job. You need a whole day.
No, but you just hit them with a paragraph. You hit them with the overall thank you all. Because if it's a lot of, first of all, no shots against anybody that wish you a happy birthday on Facebook. I appreciate that shit. But 9 times out of 10, it's only because it came up in the algorithm. You was like, well, fuck it. Let me go ahead, you know. But for you.
I'm also be like, oh, shit, it's D birthday.
Shout out to y'all. I appreciate that. See, you know, but appreciate that. But yeah, dude, I was in a reflective ass mood. I was in a real introspective. I was a bit of a funk. I wasn't feeling that good. And I was taking account of the whole shit. You know what I mean? It was a birthday. Some days you start to look at the year past.
Right.
And you're looking at the numbers on the board and you're feeling like, all right, well, what should I have done? Do you feel good about, you know what I mean? All of that shit. All of the shit to address and to change. And I was in one of the moments where you're looking at your shit, you're scrutinizing your plan, you're kind of taking yourself to task a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you don't want to share this energy with everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't want to be, hey, happy birthday, what up, daddy guy?
What up?
What's going on, man?
Everybody.
Look what you say, I'm sad, nigga, on your birthday, man.
I'm going to have to hit you back.
Yeah, man. Let me go in. And you don't want to be old in your feelings ass, motherfucker, on your birthday. But I was definitely,
Bet definitely baby Drake round.
It was a somber ass day, man. It was good. It was good, but it was definitely a low ass key birthday.
Right.
But you know, this.
I mean,
it
did you get through it though?
Oh, I'm here. It was good. I made it. I made it 41. You know, I'm 41, nigga. I couldn't help but think about fucking Diallo. I hate to do that.
Who?
I'm gonna do Diallo.
Oh, I'm gonna do Diallo. You know, that's a lot of Diallos.
It's true indeed. Never mind. I was about to say some crazy shit. Amadou Diallo was shot and killed by the cops years ago. They shot 19 times, but they shot him 41 times. Mm-hmm. And I remember this really resonates, and it's morbid that you think that, right? But I remember that because that might have been one of the few times I was really out in the streets on some marching shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Before I was disenchanted with the world. You know what I mean? I was out there marching with a little placard.
Felt like you could change something.
Yeah. Right. You know. Now I just self-medicate. Say, fuck this world. No, I'm joking. But,
oh, shit.
It is what it is, man. I was thinking about that. I was like, damn, we made it this far. You know, what more do you want to do? What do you want? Like, what do you want? Like, pare down. What do you want? And what are you doing to get what you want? And then, like, and you know, to do the reevaluation and start pulling triggers. And pulling triggers in the face of anxiety, in the face of, I don't know, is it about that time? Should we do that? I've been, you know, da-da-da-da-da. How long can you gather information? Pull the fucking trigger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. It was one of those type of moments. But shout out to anybody that reached out. Shout out to everybody that said anything. I appreciate that shit. It, you know, we did it.
No.
I don't know, man. It was generic.
It's a crazy ass shit that you know what I'm saying, that you even have to think, damn, I made it this far.
Well, you know, that's the pathos. That's what you know. That's
I know. I'm just saying. You're a black man in America.
Yes.
Like, woo.
They was telling niggas that shit at like 10. They were like, be careful out there now. If you be lucky to make it to 18 without being dead or in jail.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know shit.
You don't even, that's like an invisible weight you carry and shit.
Yes.
That you don't even pay attention to until it's your birthday and you're in a funk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody, on your Facebook,
right.
Happy birthday, because
right.
They send you in the algorithm.
Yeah.
You in the world like, man, dang. Yeah.
It is what it is. It was, I was happy that the birthday happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that.
I understand. Totally understand.
Anyway. I even feel guilty for still lamenting. You know what I mean? That's why I wasn't talking to nobody. But fuck it. This is real shit. You know?
No doubt. Well, you here? Shit.
Oh, man.
I guess I'm going to go ahead and get up out my funk then. Shit. Get to it. Can't have both of us up in this motherfucker. Especially on the funk.
Nah. We got cameras in this motherfucker, you know, today.
First time. We got cameras. Yeah, I mean, first time in a long time.
In a long time. Footages.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Shout out to the people out there on the YouTube.
We got the footages.
What else happening, man? Shit.
What's going on, man? You see this whole Cardi B, Nicki Minaj back and forth, or you
they
tuned
still,
out?
They still going through that?
It was a whole big flare-up. That's what I was referring to with the footages.
Oh.
So there's some, I don't even know why I'm this tuned in. This is the crazy shit.
Because
my lady earlier today was like, you know, Brazil just voted in a Brazilian Trump. Like, they call him Tropical Trump. This guy kind of, he's on some Trump-type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he said he'd rather his son be dead than be gay. You know, that type of dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's some real shit going on in the world. And my lady was telling me that. Mm-hmm. But I'm fucking enthralled with this whole Cardi B, Nicki Minaj shit. This is what I'm distracted by. I ain't even distracted by the highbrow shit. It's Cardi B. They go back and forth. Supposedly Nicki Minaj was on her radio show. Mm-hmm. She was saying how Riley was beating her up. They say, yo, there's some footage out there of her getting beat up. We trying not to leak it because we ain't want.
That's what Nicki said.
Yeah, we ain't want her to get in legal trouble.
Yeah, because Rashida is probably like on probation or some shit.
Right. Well, my thing is also, if you don't want legal trouble, why hold the tape for what, a month? Nigga, legal, this ain't the statutory, you know what I mean? Right. The statute of limitations ain't 60 days.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like anyway. So back and forth. So she said all this shit, and then Cardi B did a series of Instagram lives, and she going in addressing the whole shit, but the whole shit was like, well, where the footage is? Show me the footage. And that shit is ignorant as fuck. But she's so hot that niggas love footages.
Right.
Footages is now in the motherfucking lexicon.
So we got the footages.
Absolutely, bro.
Now, okay. I mean, Cardi did have a speed knot on her head.
She did.
Who gave her that?
Somebody. They say it was security, supposedly.
But Rob was the security. For Nicki.
Yeah, but they say it was a security elbow, supposedly. But, you know.
Maybe it was Ra's elbow.
It could have been.
You know, Ra ain't nothing to fuck with.
First of all, when your name is Ra, you put speed knots on motherfuckers' you know foreheads.
From what I understand, she ain't nothing to fuck with.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Did she go to jail before for stabbing a motherfucker?
I didn't know all of that. I didn't know all of that. But
she don't play no games.
Yeah, that's part of the...
Stabbing a security motherfucker at that. So,
damn.
How about that?
That's really going for it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really going for it because you stabbing a motherfucker that was prepared
to
be stabbed. You know what I'm saying? And you still
stabbed.
You were highly trained stabbing motherfucker then, if that's what you do. Again, allegedly.
Allegedly. Ra Ali ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah, please. Don't stab me.
Yeah, man. I remember when she opened up the little shoe shop. Not the little shoe shop, but the shoe shop uptown.
Say the wrong shit, man.
The shoe shop
uptown. That big ass shoe stop that was thriving.
Now, I mean, it was some high end shit in there.
Yeah, it was some fly shit.
It was some fly motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, you had to have a couple dollars.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else?
I mean, that's the only way I know her from the shoe. No, I shot.
From stabbing and shoes?
Well, I didn't actually see the stabbing, so I can't even say I know her from that. I'm just saying what the people be saying. You know what I mean? So, but when she opened the shop, she had an event, and I was shooting. I think I was shooting Bev.
Okay.
And we went through there for that. So, that's
why. It was a nice shop?
Yeah, it was definitely. It was like, you know.
It was up in Harlem, right?
It was in Harlem, but, you know, it had all the, supposed to have all the high-end shit, you know what I'm saying? The high-end, you know, stilettos was the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It had all the stilettos and shit like that for the fly motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's dope.
And then, you know, she started to gain fame after that and got caught up in that stabbing.
Yeah, I should have catch you up. Damn, a good stabbing to fuck up the trajectory if you get caught.
So, I mean, for her to say Ra Ali, you know what I'm saying, lumped up Cardi B.
It's on brand.
A drug Cardi B. Ain't no far stretch. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't know if it's true or not, but, I mean, Ra probably about 5'8", 5'9", 10, something like that.
Look heavy-handed.
Heavy-handed and thickums, you know what I'm saying? Ain't really, you know what I mean, no little motherfucker.
Nah.
So, I mean, I could see it going. I could see that happening. I didn't even watch the original footages.
I don't even think, yeah.
So I don't know, but I knew she had that speed knot on her head.
She wore it proud, though.
Somebody
you gotta wear the speed knot, you know what I mean?
Somebody gave it to her.
You gotta wear that shit like a medal. You know, even if that shit looked like a bronze medal, it is what it is. You gotta hold your head high.
Exactly. And that's what she did, so I don't even know what the fucking conversation is.
I don't know, man. I feel like I was the only motherfucker in that part of the conversation. You ain't even, you know what I mean? It felt more like gossip because you ain't know what the fuck was talking about.
I've been doing my own little shit, you know what I'm saying? I
forgot you was in the funk.
I ain't catch up with, you know, rich rappers fighting at the rich event.
True indeed. Fair enough. Fair enough. What's cracking, man? What else is going on? What's on?
Shit, talk man, to me, I man. I just, you know, came back from Hampton Homecoming.
Oh, you hitting all the homecomings?
Not all of them. I, you know, went to see my son. My wife wanted to go see my son.
Oh.
For homecoming.
For the whole weekend, or y'all just came?
No, we went through, you know, Saturday, Friday, Saturday. Well, Saturday and Sunday, really, but we left Friday. We went out there Friday.
Okay. So y'all were with him for his whole homecoming?
I mean, we saw him. You know, he went to do his own shit.
Okay,
but, you know,
that's how I was curious. I was
nah, like, he went to do his own shit, homecoming. But, you know, we fell through, okay. Made our presence known. Okay. And, you know what I'm saying? Checked. We went to the game, checked out the environment. You know, I was interested to see how they did shit because right. I'd never been to their homecoming.
Never was allowed clearance.
No, we were there, but it wasn't allowed clearance to the yard. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I always held a little beef against them for that, but it's all good. So we got there Friday night.
It was this weekend, right?
This weekend. Yeah. And the drive was crazy. I'll tell you about that later.
Okay.
That's a whole other thing. But we got there, you know, went out to the campus on Saturday. And, you know, you're out by the stadium and the student center. And I was like, you know, it was kind of quiet. You know what I'm saying? Right. It didn't seem like that many people. The stadium was kind of empty. I was like, damn, this is strange to be a HBCU homecoming and it's this light. You know what I mean? And it is bothering me. You know what I'm saying? That shit fuck with me because, you know, I done been to a lot of places with black people. I know black people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know black people and I know how black people do. And if your shit ain't really nothing up to par on the social side, you ain't going to be in the conversation like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And Hampton stay in the conversation. So I was kind of surprised that
kinda
it was.
Curious.
I was like, wait a minute, this ain't right. So I'm sitting in the stands. We watching the game. And they done switched out of the MEAC, so they don't play like.
Who they
you,
playing?
They, I don't even know this school they playing. School damn. I ain't even never heard of.
Aww.
But it's supposed to be D1, but it's like some shit, you know what I'm saying? You ain't okay. never heard of this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, FAMU was supposed to play Hampton for homecoming, mm-hmm. but they switched out of the MEAC.
So who went D1, FAMU or Hampton?
Hampton went D1.
Okay.
And went to some D1 scenario that, you know.
they on the D1 fringe?
The D1 fringe, because, I mean, I'm looking at the opposite team, and they look like a junior high school team, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
With a couple of big fellas.
Okay.
With
okay.
a couple of ringers, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But the rest, of the, I mean, I was like, man, this looks strange. Anyway, so I'm sitting through the game. I'm wondering, like, I'm still looking
and
around.
And there's nobody in there?
I mean, it's a few people in the stadium, but not
what's the demo? Back. Mostly parents in the stadium or is
no,
it
you students? You got some students on the student side. The student side was, you know, 2/3 packed. And then, you know, the rest was, you know, a fill-in. Anyway, so I'm sitting up there. I'm like, this shit is fucking with me. As a motherfucker who do this kind of shit, I'm just looking at this shit like, this can't be right. The people have to be somewhere.
Right.
They have to be hiding the people somewhere. Because Hampton too big of a name to have
to be a
light-ass, quiet-ass, genteel-ass homecoming.
Nigga, that's not what I've heard.
You know what I'm saying? So, I use my black radar. Where the blacks at?
And then you ain't getting no bars? You at a HBCU, Hampton of all places.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And it's not resonating.
Right. But then, okay, I get a little signal from, you know what I'm saying, one quadrant of the campus.
You smell some fried fish.
I didn't smell nothing. I saw the top of a tent.
Okay.
And then I kept seeing people, like, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. a few people going mm-hmm. back and forth. So I was like, that shit must be out there.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we got out of this shit, I told him, I'm going to go walk over here and see what's happening. She's like, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over there.
Dolo?
I go over there, Dolo. And then I was wondering, like, they gave you a wristband to get in the game. I'm mm-hmm. like, why the fuck a nigga need a wristband?
Oh.
So then when I got over to the other side, they was like, you got your wristband. I'm like, what the fuck, wristband? I was like, oh, yeah, I got this shit. But that was where everybody was at.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did was they made everybody pay for the game. Like, you, in order to tailgate, you got to pay for the game.
Right.
So you just can't come tailgate without, you know.
Respecting
the game.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
Hell yeah.
But it hides everybody away from the.
You got to know.
You know what I'm saying? You had to know. And I didn't know until I walked over. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So when you got there.
It was what it was supposed to be.
It was official?
It was official black affair.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What were they playing? What was the record of choice?
I mean, everybody was doing their own thing. So you had the Q's over here. You know, Delta's over there. To me, it looked like the Alphas ran that shit.
Okay.
Because they had the biggest little setup with a little dance. They turned their shit into a day party.
Really?
Yeah.
The Alphas.
The Alphas got in.
Shout out to the Alphas.
Alphas get live. Fan, you Alphas was live.
Shout out to Sox Diddy.
He Alpha?
He's Alpha.
From where? Morehouse?
Morehouse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like, ain't that like, that's the official official.
That might have been where it started. Like, I think that's Alpha One.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know, my nigga. But I think that's
like Martin Luther King. No,
that's Martin Luther King.
No, but he didn't. But he did not pledge Alpha that. That's what I heard.
But they use Martin Luther King. They use that shit every like pamphlet. A motherfucker. You know, Martin Luther King used to eat at this steak spot.
You know what I'm saying?
Say shit.
But looked like the Alphas had it on Smash.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
interesting.
The most interesting thing I saw there. You know what I'm saying? Outside of, you know, the gatherings and shit was the Kappa paraphernalia.
Fly shit?
I ain't never seen this shit these cats had, man. These Hampton Kappas. They had like some shit that looked real, it looked official. Mm-hmm. Like real vintage looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Real good stitching.
Like Ralph Lauren?
Yeah, like not Ralph Lauren, the regular one, like the
double RL.
The double RL. Like
purple label.
Yeah, purple label ass Kappa paraphernalia.
Yeah.
They had, you know what I'm saying? They ain't had a regular red. They had the real crimson and shit.
Niggas look opulent.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And everyone I see, I keep seeing different ones, and all of them got on a different motherfucking thing, but it had the same fucking texture. And I'm like, man, they own the song.
Yeah. Who's your vendor?
Who is the vendor? Because these niggas look like they was fresh out of some like history book or something.
Yeah.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
Look, the fit look real, you know, like they've been doing it for 400 years.
For 400, you know what I mean?
These niggas wasn't even slaves.
That was interesting to me. I was like, oh shit, they did that.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So that was an interesting part of it. But you know, it was all good, man. They had their thing set up in the back, which, you know, was good that they paid for the game because nobody was really in the game. Everybody was back there, but the way it's laid out. It makes, if you don't know about back there, it makes that whole shit look whack.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And most places you go, it's homecoming, you feel like homecoming.
Feel like this shit felt like a speakeasy.
It felt like, you know what I'm saying, a random first game of the season. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like freshmen don't even know shit yet.
Yeah, I got, you know, my niece go to Hampton, and she said she was disappointed first year from the homecoming. I was like, how was homecoming? You know, I'm thinking, this is her first black college homecoming. Come on, let me hear the story. Who's popping? You know, that type of shit. And she sounded like me on my birthday. She was like, it was cool.
But it's interesting because, you know, it looked like the students' shit was lit.
Okay.
I'm watching my son IT, and they having their parties and shit, and that shit looked crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they going through it. I asked my niece the same thing, who goes to Howard freshman year.
Yeah.
And she was like, it was good.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it's just like with anything, you know, it's your experience is your experience. You have to really gauge it for yourself.
That's what she said?
Yeah, like,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Very nuanced.
I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
very political.
It's like, you know, from the alumni standpoint, you know, all the alumni at Howard Homecoming were like, shit.
Right.
The biggest shit ever. And, you know, her as a freshman, like, hey,
that's the worst. That's the worst Yelp review. That's the one you focus on, though. Like, ooh,
like, oh,
I might save. I'm not going to fuck with that traffic.
Well, let me see if I can see what the exact word she said on the thing.
I know she went to the Howard this year.
Who?
My niece.
Yeah, I heard a lot of kids from Hampton go to. It was the same weekend. They go. She said it was pretty fun. I had a good time. It's definitely what you make it, though.
That's life.
No doubt.
That's real. That's a very. Let me hear it again one more time. Let me hear that shit again.
All right. It was pretty fun. I had a good time. It's definitely what you make it, though.
Wow. It's almost like you ain't really. That's a hell of a statement, though.
So, you know.
That's what y'all want to do.
Freshmen.
Really?
It's freshmen. They don't really know yet. They've been there 2 months,
right?
You know, a lot of they probably don't even know which corners to hit. You know what I'm saying? For homecoming,
they might not feel connected.
A lot of shit don't really resonate. Like when you come back for homecoming, you know you got a whole generation of motherfuckers that you know. So it's kind of like always. When you're a freshman and you still only got your one little set, and a few people from your class.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You really not connecting all of the dots. You know what I'm saying? So you're not feeling the bigness. You're not feeling all of the love. You just, you know, it's just you and your crew trying to figure it out. Like, what we gonna do? What's the shit we gonna hit?
Yeah, I guess so. I could see that. I never had a whack homecoming. I mean, I don't remember them shits like, these shits was fire. Mm-hmm. But I don't really remember being like, that was whack. You know what I mean? I remember going to some of the games and us getting blown the fuck out. Right. You know what I mean? But then you realize that's not even what it's about on any week. So it is what it is. But typically, homecoming was always fun from the beginning. But also, it's Atlanta, too. So it's like, that's part of it. You know what I mean? You got to add that. It's whatever's going on campus. There's also some Atlanta shit, too.
Right, definitely. I mean, my first homecoming, I came in the spring, so I missed the first one. Mm-hmm. But the next year, I just remember just having it. You know what I'm saying? Just running around doing all of the shit that could be done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was a while. It was wild. Then my second homecoming, we knew what to do. It was just a 72-hour run. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just we had a homecoming crew, mm-hmm. and we just ran through it. And then from there, you know, you started, like, once you become like a junior, senior and shit like that, you get start having people coming in town. You know what I mean? Your friends from other schools. You host. So it's like you all the way fully engaged in the homecoming experience by this point.
You pop it a little bit. You know the places.
You know what I'm saying? You know the spots to hit. You know who parent coming to town that's going to lay out the whole spread. Mm. I'm just setting the shit up so that's I could be that parent. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's really what I'm doing.
Did y'all do it this time?
No. Because, you know, you're a freshman. You know, we don't even know the fucking layout.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a reconnaissance. You know what I'm saying? So me, I'm scoping the lay of the land, seeing what it is. And then, you know, I plot next year a little better. By the time he's like a junior.
What would you do? What was your... What did you see? What would you do junior year?
He'll probably have his own place, so we'll probably do something at his crib. Uh-huh. Like next year, I'll probably set up something at the tailgate. Uh-huh. I'll probably get a little tailgate spot. Uh-huh. So, you know what I'm saying? We could set up something there. You know what I'm saying? I'd cook a little something outside so him and his crew could have a home base.
Okay, so y'all homecoming parents.
My vision is to be a homecoming parent. You know what I'm saying? That's my vision for the shit.
That's what's up. Because my whole vision for college was getting as far away from my family as possible. All love, but I was just trying to live life. So
And he probably living life too.
Yeah. Y'all coming to every homecoming that he's in college.
And then my next one, we going to go to their homecomings. And the third one, we going to go to theirs.
You haunting your kids.
Not haunting. We just adding value.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I dig it.
And my son was not mad.
I want to hear his testimony.
My son was not mad we was there.
Okay.
He got new snacks. He got new motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? He got a refill.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was happy to see his mama coming. Because he already know.
The plug.
You know what I mean? It's me. You know, me, myself, personally, I wasn't going to bring no snacks.
Okay.
But I do feel like when I went to college, nobody came to see me and shit. No parent-wise or shit. Like, these motherfuckers dropped me off. That was it.
Right.
Next time I seen motherfuckers was graduation.
Yeah.
So, but I did see other parents who used to come through, and I liked the way some parents came through.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a girl, Shane, from Atlanta.
Shout out to Shane.
Her mama and Pops, they both went to fam, so they used to come through deep. You know what I mean? They used to come through and cook the whole spread. You know what I'm saying? Just set the whole shit out.
Yeah.
So you knew to go over Shane's crib during homecoming because it was the setup.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then her mama turned out to be from Miami, so she had shit like conch fritters and, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So it was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I always, you know, as from a motherfucker who was still trying to piece family shit together, because, you know, niggas don't be from no whole situations. You know what I'm saying? Niggas have I was living with a single
pop.
I was living with a single pop.
Yeah,
so you know how that shit is. You know, you it's a lot to learn.
Roughing it. Roughing it.
You know what I'm saying? Just imagine, you know what I'm saying, Furious Styles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At Fan U Homecoming. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
But... So you learning from different people. Like, you be around different people and that come from different kinds of situations, and you learning the shit that they do. And it's like, oh, shit, I get grown, I'm going to do that kind of shit. That shit right there is a lie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Not that I wish somebody did it for me, but I saw the value in it. I saw how cool that shit was.
You always wanted that. You like
always wanted, because you ain't know it was existing.
Well, not always, but when you saw that, you added it to your vision.
You added it to the list. Like, okay, I'm gonna do some shit like that. That shit right there, cool.
I used to want to do that. Not homecoming, but I used to want to be like a parent. You know what I mean? At one point, like I used to watch the National Lampoons. You know, mm-hmm. with Clark Griswold.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watch those movies where he get the whole family, they get into the fucking in the damn station wagon, and they take a family vacation. The whole family drive across the shit, and that's the movie. And it's just the interaction between the family.
Right.
I used to want that. You know what I mean? Because I was like, damn, that shit, that's a family. You know what I mean? Like, so, it's just sad. Oh, it was like, oh, damn, that's
Norman
that's,
Rockwell D.
Yeah, nigga, I wanted to do that shit, but then, shit, I got too old. I be thinking.
You ain't too old? Like, if you have some kids now, you'll probably be at the age where you would want to do some shit like that.
I've been thinking about that shit, but my thing is, I don't know. It's a choice. It's one of those things where it's like, do you want? Because once you get the kid, it's the kid. It's the kid forever. And shit forever. Change.
And you don't want them no more.
Not that you don't want them no more, but you don't know. I would hope you. I mean, obviously, you would hope. Because you don't hear parents ever talking about remorse. There's no real platform for that. You got to go real deep in the dark web to hear parents being like, yo, real talk, I wish I'd never done this shit.
And my mama talk about it.
I know a couple people that talk about it, but it's still not, you know what I mean? It's still almost, you know what I mean? It's like, woo, that's controversial.
It's controversial. It's touching you. It's hitting you all the way in your vulnerable spot.
So, like, shit. Especially if you're in the room. Yeah. That motherfucker right there, I didn't even want this motherfucker, first of all.
You know what I'm saying?
And the nigga always been a pain in my ass, but I love him. You know, that type of shit. But then it's also, you start doing the math. You're like, damn, nigga, I'm gonna be 60 with a kid 20. That's a lot.
Man, you right on point with white families and shit.
Maybe. With black families, niggas is done.
Nigga, when we started elementary, when my first son went to kindergarten and shit, we was like the youngest parents in the whole fucking school. Uh-huh. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You first play date I went on with my son, the woman had to be about 47.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 45.
How was the kid?
45. The kid was a kindergarten. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I learned a lot. We learned, because, you know, you could tell that a nigga never been in her house. You know what I'm saying? Right. First of all.
What was the clear indication?
It wasn't no indication. It was just like, because I showed up. Because my wife was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. I think I talked about this early on.
Yeah.
My wife was supposed to go. Uh-huh. But she couldn't make it. So she was like, you know, Amir got a play date. You need to take him.
Right.
So I go to the house, you know what I'm saying? Cobble Hill, brownstone, big ass brownstone, very nice, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, they got the glass doors in the front. I ring the doorbell, you know, you can see them coming through the house, and then they look up through the window and be like, oh. Did one of them little stops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, then, you know what I'm saying, crept to the door. At first, it was like a gingerly, then,
I was like, who is this nigga?
You know what I'm saying? So then she answered the door. You know, she was cordial and pleasant and shit. Mm-hmm. And then, so the kids, you know, they immediately just ran upstairs. And so that just leaves me and her, you know, a middle aged white woman, and in a nice ass house and shit. And she was like, she did one of these numbers, like, you know, she, I'm going to have some wine. You want some?
I'm trying to get lit.
I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Cool. And then so she popped the wine. We drank a bottle of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we talking back and forth. And she, you know what I'm saying, realized that I knew a couple people that she knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's when young A. Barnes used to work for at the time. Like, A. Barnes was like an assistant at the time.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, whatever. He worked under her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was like, oh, we love Alex. So now it's like you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like we starting to like become humans.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now I want some fucking big bad wolf.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now we are humanized the situation.
Uh-huh.
Shit, she popped another bottle. By the time, you know what I'm saying, the play day was over, we was good friends.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So she was
cool.
How
many bottles?
About a bottle and a half. You know what I'm saying? Bottle and a half.
Nice.
But we realize our common ground. And a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, when you get in these situations, especially, you know, as a black man, you get in a situation with even with white people in general,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times the common humanizer is kids. Because parents go through the same shit no matter what color they are. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the same. You're going to go to kindergarten. You got the kindergarten shit. You know what I'm saying? You got the middle school. It's all the same shit you be going through. It's just how you approach it. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of times when they see your kids doing certain shit and how you handle it, they be like, how do you do that?
Right.
Like, oh, shit. And you give them tips and shit.
You know what I'm saying? You accept tips? You take any tips?
They don't give tips.
They don't ever give you no tips?
Nah. They know they ask questions. White people like to ask questions.
But they won't hit you with a tip. They won't say, hey.
Nah, they ain't got no tips, but they will hit you with a bunch of questions.
Interesting.
But you know what I'm saying? That's when I realized that family shit is like, it's a balancing thing.
Right.
That's why motherfuckers like Chris Rock and shit.
What about him?
That's what I realized why people like Chris Rock.
Because he
talks about that type shit. And it wasn't until a motherfucker, I was working with this white lady, Italian lady. And, you know, she was talking da 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 da, and I was like, well, you know, I got to, you know, get out of here in a few because I had to go pick up the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, pick up the kids. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then we started talking about kids and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, we talked through the shit, you know what I'm saying? We got to that little humanizing place where everybody, you know, can relate and harmonize. And then she was like, you know what? You remind me of, what's his name? You remind me of Chris Rock. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? My mom, like, how the fuck I remind you of Chris Rock?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Other black guy I know.
No, but
I
then.
I've heard speak this long.
But once you started talking through it.
What'd she say?
It's basically, you know what I'm saying? White people can relate to Chris Rock.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that is through, like, this lot of shit that he talk about as far as family and all that shit. They could relate to that nigga. And so, basically, she was saying that she could relate to me. And the only other black motherfucker she could relate to was Chris Rock.
Right. God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I had to accept it at that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't white. I don't know what they go through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know how it is to, you know what I'm saying,
never
be around no black people and shit. Right. And then have to, all of a sudden, relate to them.
But it also helps that he's a successful person. Like, if you reminded her of the crackhead nigga that live around the corner, that wouldn't be as flattering.
If it was no Chris Rock, that might be.
Right.
Because the crackhead might be dropping jewels.
That's what I'm saying.
you know, crackheads be dropping jewels sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know.
So anyway, you know what I'm saying? That was that shit, you know.
There you go.
I don't know why we started that, but.
It's all right, man. We out here.
You know. When you talk about kids and family,
right?
Everybody can relate to that shit.
You feel like that's a common.
Yeah, that's probably why the Cosby Show was so popular. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's everybody can relate to that shit, man. Once you're a parent,
you
start going through all that same shit. You know what I'm saying? You in a family, you start, you know, family shit, you be going through the same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just got different food on the menu and shit.
But it's a good topic. Yeah, it's typical.
A good time when you start talking about schools and shit, especially when you done been through it and kind of know about it,
right?
On their level too, because New York City school is hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trying to find a place and
I've been here.
You know what I'm saying? So we've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
We got three kids. We done been through it.
Right.
We know how to do it. We done went to, you know what I'm saying, the privates. We done went to the publics. We know how to
navigate.
Right. So a lot of, you know. When you come across, you know, white parents, a lot of them be older and just be starting at 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
So you meet them and they become cool. And they be like, yeah, we get, you know, the daughter's going to kindergarten and we looking for a school. It's like, and then you start breaking that shit down.
That is true, though. Now, I'm just thinking about my timeline, too. Like, white folks definitely wait a little longer to have the kids. Because I'm looking at my timeline and I see a lot of, like, my white peers, like, bringing life into the game right now.
Right.
Whereas my black peers,
I'm going to graduation.
I'm just looking like, we lit.
We free.
We done.
I'm saying, son,
I'm
we
like,
going to
damn.
Vegas.
Damn. Same motherfucker he was concerned about years ago.
You know what I'm saying? They living it right now. They living good.
They cleared the whole game.
They cleared it. Going to Vegas, going to Bahamas.
Right.
They doing it. But yeah, they start a little late. They wait till they get their money right.
Yeah.
You know, white people don't play about that type shit.
Oh, man.
But, you know, the successful ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
we like to compare the best white people to the worst black people and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, white people never do that shit. You know
we don't keep the division right.
Right, nah. White people teach their kids about stocks and bonds and shit. You be like,
nigga,
man.
Nigga jump from the MEAC and go all the way to the motherfucking,
you know what I'm saying?
Old Madden.
Yeah, we comparing the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Because they got motherfuckers doing the same shit we doing.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So
everybody,
you know, we just compare the higher level to our lower.
But
level.
That's always the go to in a black argument, especially a black persuasive argument. I'm saying, B, look at these white folks out there. What you need to be, I mean, if you pay attention, the white man out there doing exactly what you like. Oh, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. You right.
They don't be talking about, you know what I'm saying, the trailer park white people or the Rocky Mountain white people.
No,
they be talking about the people who did it.
Yeah. Vision board white.
Exactly. So, hey, man.
Oh, man.
Whew. That's what's going on with me.
Well, that's what's up, man.
What's happening with you?
Shit, that's it, man. I'm out here getting older. I'm pulling triggers. So we getting visual out here. You know what I mean? We're going to see how this is. We out here visual.
Man, this is a surprise.
This is a trigger pull. Bang, bang. It shouldn't have been a surprise. We've been talking about it for years. Talking about it for quite some time. But we've really pulled the trigger. I'm fucking taping an album.
You taping an album?
I said, fuck it, man. I'm about to do that shit. I'd been, you know, my thing was.
You going to press it up?
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. It's still in the midst. But I'm putting it, maybe, absolutely. The deal was, like I always said, in the comedy game, if I touched three things I wanted to do, I want to write a movie, I want to do an hour, an hour special, and put an album out. If I do those three things, I feel like I touched the game. And I've been saying that shit for a while, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and it was like, well, what you waiting for? It was part of it, you waiting for the shit to be transformative, right? Speaking of Chris Rock, I don't know if you saw the A&E Culture Shock documentary on Bring the Pain. They did a whole documentary on Bring the Pain and blah, 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 and how, you know, groundbreaking it was and how it might have been in my opinion, it's one of the best, if not the best, stand-up special in the last 25 years, in my opinion, right? There's a couple up there that are contention, but Bring the Pain, I think, is number one. But also, it was so transformative. Like, Chris Rock went from, oh, that's the black dude from Saturday Night Live, or that's the other, you know what I mean? That's Pookie or whatever, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That's fucking Chris Rock. A-list superstar, right? Mm-hmm. I remember, like, that motherfucker became the, you know, it was just, it was over. And it was that Bring the Pain special. It was like, wow. So for a while, you always think, like, you want your first look to be transformational. Mm-hmm. And you waiting, and we're going to make, you know, da-da-da-da. And it's just like, man, fuck that. You know, because I started, that's the fantasy of it all, right? But the reality of it all is this is a business, and if you want people to be invested in you and follow you and buy tickets to see you, you need to give these motherfuckers some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something, you know, and it's been a minute since I did the 30, and I had been wanting to do this shit for a minute, so I was like, fuck it, man. I'm going to just put the shit out, and at least you got the first one out. Whatever happens, happens. If it's transformational, that's beautiful, but if it's out, that's even better, because then it's done. Because it's worse to just wait and be like, nigga, wait till I do this shit, nigga. When I do this shit, nigga, this shit going to be groundbreaking. It's going to be some next thing. You spend your whole life cobbling together to do this shit, and you finally on your motherfucking dying fucking deathbed, you put it in.
That nigga, that'd be the RIP special.
And that shit be regular as fuck.
It'll blow after you dead.
You hope, because you would hate to die and niggas don't know. You know what I mean? Niggas ain't even know you died till 3 weeks later. Hey, yo, you heard, nigga.
What happened?
Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, so
man,
I'm just like, man,
put
that shit out.
That shit was on EUR Web, man.
Long story short, man, so we saved the date, 12/28. 18. I don't know where we doing this shit, but we gonna record.
Yo, you recording the album in December.
12/28/18. That's the date.
Be here, nigga.
Right. Hey, it's all right, man.
Unless you do it in Atlanta.
Nah, I don't know where I'm doing it yet. I gotta figure out the venue. I just got the date right now. This was a lot so far.
Okay.
We'll see where it go. I'm doing 12/28 because that's when I started. I started on 12/28. So I was like, fuck it. Let's do that shit. Let's get it on. Pull a trigger. So 12/28/18, look forward for more information on that.
So you're doing an album.
I'm doing an album.
What's the difference between an album and a special?
Well, the special is television.
No, I mean, TV. As far as the...
Well, sometimes... No, it's really not. It's like sometimes people will have their their special and then just do an album of the special. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Chappelle just won the Grammy for that. Like, you could do that. Often that happens. Sometimes you do an album and then sometimes you do a special. Like, there's, like, for instance, Chris Rock has, like, an album, Born Suspect. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Or, you know, it's just another thing. The thing about the album is that shit works for you. Like, that should have played on Sirius a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. People could kind of get to hear and feel what it would be like to see you live. Right. They could hear the live shit. You know what I mean? Right. Oh, okay, you hear my niggas laughing. And, oh, I'm gonna buy a ticket. You know what I'm saying? And then that's how you start building your audience to where a network be like, all right, what's nigga? He be selling out. He be bringing people out. He's very funny. Right. I think it's time we present him with a special. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just a different platform,
a different presentation.
Not yet. Nah, I got a couple names, but nothing concrete at this point. This dead ass, like, this shit literally happened yesterday. The trigger pulling. It was in a conversation where it was like, nigga, go ahead.
Who doing the album cover?
I don't know yet. We gotta figure it out. I don't know. We can talk about it, man.
I'm excited.
No, I'm excited, man,
let's go.
Let's get to it. So, y'all look forward to that, man. Shout out to everybody that's been putting out albums. You know, I got a lot of.
Yeah, your man who came up with Nori.
Nori, matter of fact.
The only one I've seen do one.
Yeah, shout out to Nori. I'm actually I'm performing at his third album release party, November 9th. That album's called Too Woke. So mm-hmm. shout out, you know, I'm looking at niggas like Nori, looking at, you know, cats like Hannibal, you know, like cats, you know, friends of mine. There's a bunch of people put out, a lot of people put out albums recently. Clark Jones put out an album, Janelle James put out an album, Aaron Jackson put out an album, Roy Wood, like, it's a bunch of albums, Andrew Schultz, Mark Norman, like, you got to get in there. That's just part of the conversation. That's what's in the conversation. That's another conversation just to get in there. So niggas will be like, oh, I heard your album.
I'm going to do an album.
Do that shit, nigga.
The voice of your choice.
There you go. There it is, man. Go ahead. There you go.
Get the album cover. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about.
Just be talking.
Just be talking.
Just talk about how they chose your voice.
Go get my album. You know what I'm saying? It's the voice of your choice.
You can listen to anybody.
On any platform. iTunes,
you
chose Spotify.
To listen to me.
Tidal.
This is the voice of your choosing.
Nah, that's dope. That's shit. Dope.
Yeah,
man.
So that's what we're doing,
congrats,
man.
Congrats on pulling the trigger.
Thank you, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
man.
I don't got no other shit to really talk about. I mean, we gonna
got lots of shit.
What we talking about? That I'm not. What about?
We out in the world, man. Yeah. Shit, nigga, we in the conversation. Yeah. So it ain't like we not gonna be talking.
Well, talk to me, man. What's going on with you, man? What else is
that? That was. Oh man, I forgot to tell. I didn't tell you about the drive.
Oh yeah, to the Hampton.
The drive.
It was good or bad?
Crazy. Because I'm a night driver.
Okay.
I don't like driving in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Day was it, afternoon or
I don't like driving when the sun up.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. You know,
who's in the car? You,
me, and my two kids, my wife.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. But so we drove at night. So I think we left like 9:30, 10 o'clock, or some shit like that. But it was when we got like halfway through Jersey, it started storming. It was storming. Shit was storming from Jersey all the way to the beginning of Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
That's
until
about
you got
5 hours.
The whole 95. The whole 95 is just storming. When we turned on 64 East, then it stopped. But the shit was crazy. So, you know, you driving real careful. We was in some rental shit that was blowing in the wind. So it's kind of like I could feel that the car wasn't really on the road. You know what I'm saying?
You just have to hope that your family was heavy enough to hold it down.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yeah, this shit hit crazy. So I'm driving. You know, that's when your shit get real serious. You get in your real driving pose from driver's
end. 10-2 on
you
this.
You get 10-2. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Back straight, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You got this whole shit.
Your whole lean ain't
your
right.
And lumbar is all in.
Done turned the music down and shit. You know what I'm saying? You focus. So driving through this shit, man. I got it going in and right around, it started getting like 12:30. It started getting kind of, you know, midnight hour.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the first accident I seen was motherfucker. It was just, you know how you had those little ditches, the median be like a ditch, and it got like bushes and shit. And the first accident was, you know, the police was pulled over, shining light, and you could just see the ass of the car sticking out of the mm-hmm. bushes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then you in your 10 and 2.
Yeah.
30 minutes later, another motherfucker is just fucking total. This shit just mangled.
This on 95
this
or 64?
This on 95. Shit just mangled. No police there yet. It must have just happened and shit.
Damn.
I'm like, fuck. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Tighten up. You tighten up some more. Nigga, every 30 minutes seemed like, it was like 7 accidents, like bad. Crazy ass accident.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I'm like, I was so happy to get to that motherfucker, man.
That's crazy.
Nigga, that shit had my shit fucked up. I'm usually a cool ass night driver playing the funk, you know what I'm saying? One hand, you know, link back.
It was cautious as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
huh?
I was tight and stiff and my whole, I needed a massage after that shit, man. But, you know, it was just like seeing, damn, this shit could be bad. It could be bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just speed past. I'm like, go ahead, man. You got it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping.
I remember I seen this motherfucker full on fire one day. Just driving through. His whole shit was just in flames. I was like, that shit looked like, I couldn't tell. I was driving the fuck. I was trying to get away from that shit. But his whole shit was in flames like a movie. And I'm trying to get the fuck, because in the movie, the shit goes, you know, so I'm like, oh, that shit was a full on fire. I was like, oh, shit. That fucked me up. Like,
yeah.
You forget. You know, there's hazard out there.
Yeah, that shit fuck you up because you just take it for granted. You just jump your ass on the road and hit, punch it.
Yeah, right.
But you started to realize after the third accident, you started to realize, nigga, I can't see the lines in the road.
Nah.
I can't really see. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going by the car in front of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then a truck passed by, then you're really blind.
Yeah.
It was so bad when we got to Baltimore. And they got in the little tunnel. Uh-huh. You go under the water.
Shit was amazing.
I was like, yo, whoo, nigga, this shit's great. Nigga, lights was on. You could see everything. It was drying that bitch.
You know what I'm back out to the struggle.
2 minutes later. Damn.
Don't forget. Oh, man.
I was stressed.
But that shit make it feel like a journey, though.
That shit was
it
long
do feel
as
like a
fuck.
Journey, though. You feel like you really, y'all really did something.
That's probably why I'm still in the funk.
You made it through, though.
Yeah, man. Now, we made on drive back was easy. You know what I'm saying? We just cruised on back. But I just, that experience, you know what I mean? I just had to talk about that shit. That shit was crazy. Because I had never seen that many accidents in one trip.
That's a lot.
Before. And I used to hit the road. You know what I'm saying? I used to be on the road.
Yeah.
But to see that many accidents.
Shit changed.
Like, not even like little fender bender shit. Like, shit where the motherfucking shit is, all right, is they all right? Jaws of Life looking shit.
There's a documentary, I haven't watched it. I think it's called Break Now or Stop, some shit like that. But it tells you about, it's a whole documentary on how the highway is fucked up. Right. Like, how shit is super old, shit could collapse at will, like, all types of, and it shows you the real shit that you ignoring. Mm-hmm. Like when you see certain documentary, you ever see the documentary about the MTA and you realize this shit is from like 1936 and that shit should have been upgraded years and years ago, but this shit is working on a hope and a prayer. Sometimes you don't need to know all that information. Right.
But the worst shit out there be, motherfuckers don't know the rules of the road.
Oh yeah.
Motherfuckers just be driving, just doing whatever. Like, it's like, I don't think people learn how to drive on the road no more.
We think learning how to drive on
they
video
just
games?
Jump out there and shit. I think they just get their license and jump out there and shit. I don't, cause it's certain shit you supposed to do. Like motherfuckers be riding in the fast lane, just regular, like it's just where they just supposed to be.
They don't know the etiquette.
It's
no
like
more.
they birthright to ride the fast lane, but they only going 70.
How fast should you go in the fast lane?
But it might be a nigga doing 90. You need to get your ass out the way. You don't say might nigga be a motherfucker doing 75.
But
you need to get your ass out the way. You might be a motherfucker doing anything faster than you. You need to get your ass out the way.
But I hear that.
You can jump back over there.
But
you need to get. You need to go
to the fast lane court. Hold on now. Dun, 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 dun. If the fucking speed limit is 65, and I'm in the fast lane and I'm doing a cool 80, I'm already breaking the law. And a motherfucker heating down on me.
You need to get your ass out the way.
Yeah.
Because you fucking it up. You about to cause an accident, really, is what you about to do.
Am I about to cause the accident or they is about to cause?
No, you are. See, one of them motherfuckers, the motherfuckers that be in the fast lane.
Now, I typically be in the fast lane going crazy, but, and I typically, I don't like a tailgate, so I'll move the fuck out the way. I don't like all that. Exactly. I just don't like all that barreling down.
You got to get your ass out the way. That's what you're supposed to do.
Y'all niggas is wildin'. If you doing a buck 10 and the fucking ain't about shit a buck is 65.
10. If it's a 65, you doing 65, and this motherfucker doing 65, but is moving, you know what I'm saying, with more momentum than you, you need to get out the way.
But if he doing 65, well, I can understand
you need to get out the way, if you doing 67, you need to get out the way. If he doing 67, you doing 94.
It's
your responsibility to get your ass out the way.
It's my responsibility
yes,
for me.
It is.
If you doing 94 and a 65, it's my responsibility to get out the way.
But you know what's going to happen? That motherfucker doing 80,
it's going to have to swerve like a motherfucker.
It's going to pass you on the right.
Right.
And then guess what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Once he passed you on the right, it's all kind of shit happening in the right lane. This motherfucker's merging in. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker's getting out your way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, he trying to pass on the right and finna hit all kind of different kinds of shit because you won't get over for just a second to let a motherfucker pass. You on a journey, nigga. You could get over and get back. It ain't like you got to ride the one lane all the way to where the fuck you going. You can move out the way.
You can slow down too, my nigga. Goddamn, you throwing 150.
You see,
we on the Autobahn.
You comparing the wildest nigga on the highway to the most conservative nigga.
What I'm just saying.
No, you doing 65. If the motherfucker doing 70, you need to get out the way, man.
My thing is, if I'm going fast in the fast lane already.
That ain't fast, nigga. That ain't the point. The point ain't how fast you're going. The point is how traffic is moving. And if you're not moving as fast as the traffic in that lane is trying to move, you causing a motherfucking hazard.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't all the way agree, though. I can see if you was going slow in that bitch.
Nah, but that's the whole point of when you out down the road, people feel like, I'm doing the speed limit. I'm going to stay right here. But that ain't how I go.
I feel you. If I'm doing some moderate driving, because typically, I'm going to hit a moderate driving on the road because I done been pulled over quite a bit. I'm in the midst of
your ass need to be in the right lane.
So I stay in the middle lane. I do a middle lane.
Yeah, the middle lane, you fine.
I'll do a moderate lane if I'm not killing shit. And typically, I'm not going to lie because I be also, you know, I ain't going to lie. I'm not getting a ticket. So I let another motherfucker be the sacrificial. You know what I mean? I see what they doing. I'm not going to be the lone. You ever do that? When you doing like 91 and you realize, I'm Usain Bolt out here. I am really calling for it. I fall back. I go in the middle lane, let a few motherfuckers catch up. I don't want to be all by my, you know, they shoot niggas for shit like that.
Right. I'm just saying,
for less.
It's a hazard when you out there doing your own shit because how you feel about
so
shit.
So you was in the right lane? You what lane were you in?
I know how to do the shit. I get in and out.
What was you doing?
I'm in the right, I'm in the left lane when I need to be, and then I'm going to jump my ass back over in the right
rental
lane.
What was the rental topping off at? What were you getting up to?
I mean, I was, nigga, when it was raining, nigga, I was doing 40. Nah.
In the left.
Nah. I mean, I was moderate as fuck on the way there. On the way back, I'm doing about 80, 85, you know, somewhere between 80 and 90. Uh-huh. But if a motherfucker doing 100 behind me, I'm going to let him go ahead and do that 100,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I got you.
I ain't the motherfucking police. Who am I to just sit in the, I'm already speeding. What you want me to do? You want his fast ass jump over there with the other slow motherfuckers? It's too, you know, that's how you fuck shit up. Uh-huh. That's how you fuck shit up. And that's how people get out there with their own ego and personal feelings about the shit. It's like when you in the right lane and shit.
About this shit.
Nah, when you out there riding and shit, then you jump into fast lane to pass a motherfucker, then they start hitting it. You know, it's like, damn, nigga, you been doing 40. Now you want to hit 70. Now I got to hit 90 just to pass your ass. What the fuck kind of shit is that, man? What people be thinking about? And all the time, that's what people do. You be out there watching just human behavior and human fucking psychology like, this motherfucker crazy.
It's a lot of entitlement. Cats don't want to let nobody in front of them. Yo, this is the wildest shit. I had some shit. This wasn't even on the highway. I'm on my block, right? On my block. Shit is a regular ass city block. It's fucked up because around the corner, somebody got their truck in the middle of the street. They double park. They nowhere near the truck, so it's fucking up traffic, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a line of traffic all the way back up the block around the corner, right? Shit is slow as fuck. I'm trying to get my car out my parking spot to get in the street.
Right.
So the lady was looking at me. She was like, I'm trying to get in. She was like, I can't let you in. I said, why? What the fuck? Well, you can't. You're not going nowhere. We had stop and go. She's like, I'm sorry. I can't do it. I had to roll down my window. I was like, miss. So you're not going to let a man get out his parking spot to get into the street? Is that what we, this is what we live in? Is this the civility of man? That's what I said. I said that shit to her. And she was like, oh, okay. And she let me in. I hit her with some old overs.
She must have been a white lady.
It was a white lady with her husband. She once she rolled down her shit, I had to hit her with
oh, she
plate.
Rolled down the window. She wanted all the smoke.
First, I was like, yo, what's going on? First, she hit me with the, I can't do it. I can't do it.
She wanted all the smoke.
She didn't want no smoke. She was just very interested in what I had to say.
She rolled down the window,
she rolled down the, she ain't rolled down the window on some, and what, nigga? She rolled down the window and said, and what is, and
what
I
is
said,
it? What is your appeal?
That's why I had to go dramatic.
What is your appeal,
exactly.
sir?
Exactly. I had to be like, you know, it's about civility. What's going on? Are you a savage white woman? She was like, wait a minute.
You say, is this the civility of man?
Right, I said, is this the civility of man? I don't even know where I got that shit from. That shit felt, I felt from my soul.
Was literary as fuck. I was trying, bitch.
And then I just got in just to go, that was it. Nigga, it wasn't even, the shit wasn't even flowing. There's no traffic. We just, thank you, ma.
But that's how people do, man. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
And you know what's so crazy? It happens so fast. Because you could be the offender or the offended in a second or two. You know what I mean? You could be the motherfucker trying to get in, and then the motherfucker like, nah, nigga, I chill. You know what I mean? Nah. You got to let it live. You got to let it live. You got to let it, you know.
Yeah, man. It is what it is.
You learn a lot about how people drive, though.
It's like it's the psychology of people, man. You drive on the road, you'll see the psychology of people, man. They, motherfuckers is weird.
What do you think there's more entitlement, on the road or on an airplane? Because I feel like there's a lot of entitlement.
Well, on the airplane, is you already got assigned seats. Motherfuckers already know where they at in the hierarchy of needs and shit. Yeah. On the road, everybody's just out there. Niggas might judge you for your kind of car you in.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? You out there on your own.
Yeah.
You're in a big Mercedes-Benz. You might have Mercedes-Benz shit to do. Motherfuckers give you a little benefit of the doubt. True, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're a Kia. You're the Kia. Ass Kia. The fuck out of here with that. There's no tolerance. You know got Kia tolerance.
Nigga, shit. Motherfuckers, they got those types of things. But other than that, man, it's anything goes out on that road. Mm. Unless you in some big shit, motherfucker don't want to get hit. But what I do, like city driving, what I do understand out here.
Them cabs.
Motherfuckers, they don't want to let you in. They don't want to do a lot of shit. But motherfucker really don't want to get in an accident.
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? So if you push the shit to the limit, motherfucker is usually going to be like,
it's chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker going to stop.
Except a cab.
Cab, you know what I'm saying?
Cab. I done got hit by a cab. I done got into it with a cab one time. Yeah, that motherfucker hit my shit. I didn't think it was going to happen, and he called my bluff. It was a problem.
Yeah, regular motherfuckers don't run to get hit. They don't want to have to deal with that. Yeah. But they don't want to let you in either. No. Especially don't put on your blinker. Put on your blinker. Oh my God. Motherfucker turned into a straight savage on you.
Oh, you just bogarted. You just stepping in.
I put on my blinker, but okay. I see how motherfucker act when you put on your blinker. Right. I understand that this motherfucker finna trip, but he gonna have to play chicken with me now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, in New York, you're on the street, you're only doing 10 miles per hour tops.
And let's keep it funky. If you get cut off or they let you in, where's your etiquette and or where's your face when they're trying to front on you? Do you hit a nigga with the...
I'm going to hit them with all of it. I'm going to hit them with the, come on, man. What the...
For real? You know, that's what we doing?
But really, when you hit them with the chicken, that's when...
Oh, they respect
when,
it.
That's when the shit get real serious. You know, like, oh, shit. This nigga going to come anyway. Because
there's also an understanding. I don't play chicken with niggas with fucked up fenders. If your bumper is not even all the way there, give you full respect, fam. Go ahead, you got that.
But beforehand, you was giving that motherfucker full on disrespect.
Of course.
That's why the motherfuckers act like that.
It's because he got nothing to lose.
Nothing. Like, come on, you want to get in this accident? Come on with it, man, because my blinker is on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You tripping right now.
That's what we going to do.
You tripping.
Anyway. Speaking of tripping, where you going to be this week, man?
Not tripping.
You finally in town?
I'm in town, man. I'm my next trip ain't till the middle of November.
Yeah.
So I'm here, man. I'm trying to get my shit together, man. I'm planning for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do it big. I'm writing a script.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to take I'm trying to get to the moon, man. I'm trying to unhook this boot from the earth so I could take off. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be home plotting my takeoff and getting ready to close out 19 strong. Mm. And other than that, man, I'll be on the gram at Mr. Muhammad, on the Twitter at Mr. Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Holler at me. Yeah. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? And I'll start working on my album and shit. What's your choice? Coming out first quarter 2000 something.
Oh, shit. There you go. Shit, I ain't got nothing. I've got Comedy Knockout tonight, True TV, 11 p.m. Check that out. I got the Norv. Well, that's sold out. I'm going to be at Too Many Cooks. That's November 7th.
What's sold out?
The Norry Davis third annual Too Woke album release event.
Okay, that's
sold out already. So
y'all can't go.
Yeah,
but
you might
try to check the StubHub or some shit.
I'm going to be in the world. But also, yo, if you're a dope website designer, because I just found out my website is not really discoverable. If you're a website designer and you dope and you got like samples of your work, hit me in the comments or holler at me. Message me. I need to go ahead and get this new website cracking. And shit. Until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yes, sir.
We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.